Daf is Daf Pei. So we got to the last line of Ayin Testament Beis. We've been talking about a Sris Chama and a Sris Chama and a Sris Adam. So Sris Chama is a situation whereby it was a natural, a person became a Saris naturally. So Gemara now wants to know, Heichi Dami Sris Chama, what is an example, or how do we know what is a Sris Chama? So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol, going on to Daf Pei now, Kol Shelo Rasha Achas B'Kashuso, anybody who never had a moment in life where he was able to have children, meaning he was born in such a way, that would be the definition of a Sris Chama. So Rashi says, Shaloka Mimei Imo, somehow he got injured while in his mother's womb. So Gemara said, Minoya Dinan, how do we know? How do we know how to ascertain who's a Sris Chama, who's not? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi, Kol HaMetel Maim Ve'eno Osa Kippa. When a person urinates, it doesn't Osa Kippa, it doesn't make a dome, if you will. So Rashi explains here, Kippa Adular, Shein Kiluach HaShasan Holech LeMerachok, doesn't go far, Kishu Metel Klapi Mala Ve'en Asa Kippa. So that's the definition of a person, how we know whether he's a Sris Chama. So asks the Gemara, Mimai Havia, has this happened to a person? Has he get injured? So answers the Gemara, the Ape Ema Bitihara, the mother, while pregnant, was sitting in the sun. Her stomach was baking in the sun somehow. And Shasa Shichra Marco is drinking some type of beer. So these things affect the children. As we know, alcohol isn't good, nor is heat good for the pregnant lady. So asks Gemara says, further now, Amr of Yosef, Hainu the Shemani, that's why I heard Rav Ami, hear Rav Ami say, whenever a woman's, somehow the fetus is injured, I didn't understand, and until now you explained to me, this is how it works exactly. The heat of the sun or the drinking of the beer, that affects the fetus. So asks Gemara now, Valecha Shema Hivri Bain Time. So maybe the child became healthy. How do you know that the klal is, how do we know there wasn't a moment in time in his life where maybe he was able to have children and he lost that ability? How do you know it's so clear that this is always the way? So the Gemara answers, because Kevan the Tchilas of Asofal Lakwe Lachashin. Since in the beginning when he's born in such a way, and since currently he's in such a state, we don't assume that there was some instance in between whereby he was healthy for a moment. So asks Gemara, is that really true? That we just go to the beginning and the end, as long as the bookmarks indicate his pasul, we assume his pasul his entire life? So Mesiv Rav Meir, he asks a question from a sugi lagabe, the mum of a bechor. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, Omer, bokin also shalosh pamim besoch shimonim yom. So we have to inspect when it comes to a bechor's eye and different movement in the eye. We have to inspect three different times over the course of 80 days. So how come there we inspect multiple times, once in the beginning, once in the middle, once in the end? Here, by the Sris Chama, we only check in the beginning and the end, and that's sufficient. Why not check somehow in the middle of his life? And so the Gemara says, because l'chad eiver chashin, when only one limb is affected, so they're able to, maybe it could be healed. When it comes to the eye, therefore, to check multiple times. However, l'chula gufo, when it comes to the Sris Chama, which is an indication of his entire body being somehow very weak and ill, so then lo chashin, we're not concerned that somehow his entire body became fully healthy, so there's no chashash for the case of a Sris Chama. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lochi, which is referring to, he said a Sris Chama can perform Chalitza. He said a Sris Adam may not. And the reason why a Sris Chama may perform Chalitza according to Rabbi Eliezer is because the Yesh L'Refuah. There is a possibility that such a person who is born in this way can become healed. So now the Gemara is going to bring a question from another statement of Rabbi Eliezer who indicates that a Sris Chama may not perform Chalitza. What's the question? So Gemara quotes from the following Brice of Urminu. It says, Ben Esim Shana, a male who's 20 years old, velo hevi shtei saros, doesn't have a hair, does not go through puberty. Yavi Raya Shu Ben Esim, bring his birth certificate that he's actually 20 years old. The who saros, he's called the saros, and the din is, lo cholitz velo miyabim. He can't do chalitza, nor can he do yibim. Then it says, Bas Esim, by female, we go based on the age 20. Velo hevi shtei saros, she doesn't go through puberty, no hair is, Yavi Raya Shehi Bas Esim, bring her birth certificate that she's 20. Vihi islandess, she's called an islandess. He disagrees, and that the age is actually 18, both for men and women. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hazachar Kedivre Beis Hillel, that the age is 20, is it 20 for the males? Okay, from Ben Esrim. And in the Keva Kedivre Beis Shammai, which is 18, Bipnei Shehaisha Mimaharis Lava Lefnei Aish, because women mature quicker, earlier than that amount, to the ages 20, 80, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, we see from here that he agrees that the din is that a Sris Adam, whatever the age is, a Sris Adam does not perform Chalitza But in our Mishnah, he says that Swiss Adam does perform chalitza. So Gemara answers, Amar Rami Bar, Dikule Amar Shmuel Chazer Bo Rebbe Elias. He retracted. He was Chozer on one of the opinions. Now, which one was he Chozer on? Asks Gemara, Ibai Lu Mahi Hadarbe. Was he Chozer that really say they're Cholitz, or really we say not Cholitz? So Gemara brings a Raya to prove which way he retracted. Tashma, the Tani, the Brisa says, the Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Sris Chama, Cholitz, V'choltin le'ishto shekain b'minan misrapim b'lachzandria shemitraim. Apparently in Alexandria Mitraim they had an ability to bring Sris Chama back to health, and this was, I guess, the one that gave the proper answer, the, how he retracted. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Tashma, kimasnisin, like our mission that he is a, he can perform chalitza, v'sami hachdel el nekame tarte, and we're going to get rid of the one earlier that says he's not chalitz, in place of the two, means two against one. That's the question. We don't know which one came after, but we know the two brides that say he is able to do chalitza, one says he's not able to do chalitza, and therefore we paskin he's able to do chalitza, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Comes along with the Gemara that says, Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, Omer, Li'olam lo hadarbe. Rabbi Eliezer really didn't retract. He holds the chalitza. That brisa, that quote, or the mission that was quoted, that says he cannot do chalitza, the chitzan hahu le'onchin, referring to punishments. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes here, v'chitzan hahu, hazachar kedivrei Beis Hillel, that 8-20 years old, like the Beis Hillel, lav amai damri lo chalitz. He's not commenting on the age not doing chalitz or not. The Rabbi Eliezer's comment is about the age of when a person's chayv onish, but not about chalitza. El lashmu'inan de'ad she ben esrim, until he's 20, this male, chashrin le katam, we view him as a child, as a minor, im lo hevi, if he has no saros. Umikan ve'elach, from that point on, once he hits the age of 20, Arminan gadol, who we assume he's a gadol, he's an adult, im lo hevi, even if he doesn't have shtei saros at the age of 20, el shusaris, v'chai ba'onshin shiva Torah. So his comment was only on the age of what's considered adult, was not agreeing to the din of nochalitza, so he never retracted, and Rabbi Eliezer always held that a Sris Adam may perform chalitza. Gemara now quotes a machlokas as follows. Itmar. Achal chalev. Now the following statement is said in the gender of a male, but it's really referring to a female. Rashi points this out. Why it's that way, unclear. Something to do with grammar, but it's really referring to a female. So Itmar. Achal chalev mi ben shtei asrei. It really should be bas shtei asrei, but mi ben shtei asrei v'yom echad. If she ate chalev when she was 12 years old, ad ben shmona asrei, until 18, any time between that age of 12 and 18, and she developed certain indicators that she was a saris, or an islandess, really it should be, for the female. Afterwards, heavy shtei saris, and then she had shtei saris afterwards. Rav amar nase saris lemafreya. She becomes a saris lemafreya, which means already from the age of 12, she's considered a gedola. And Shmuel amar katan hayab osasha. No, she remained a katan until the age of 12, or 18 rather. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, now two wide lines down in Rashi, Nase Sris Lemafreya, or Saris Lemafreya, Aidi Da'ari Balashan Zachar Katani Saris. See, even though since we're dealing with this, the in the male, we used Saris, but really meant to say islandess. So again, whatever that grammar is, it's some mistake in the grammar here, but it should be islandess. And Kaven She'avr Shmo Nesrei, once she passed the age of 18, Kurevi Eliezer, that's how he holds the 18 is for a girl. Below Havi, she does not have Shei Saros. Afa Pisha Chazer Behavi, even though after 18 she finally grows Shei Saros, Enoklum, that doesn't have any impact. The law mean we don't say Kaven the Hash to Icy. Now that 18 she has hair finally, Igloy Milsadan Hasha Katan Havo, she was a Katan until the age of 18. She was a very delayed. We don't say that. The Besaros Talyamis, it all depends on hair. Ella Besaris Machzikan, let me assume she's a Saros or an Islandess. She's ready a bas onchin. From the age of 12, she already chayv onchin. We don't say all this. We don't assume that way. So again, he holds. So the din is again, according to Rav, she was a sris mafreya from the age of 12. She is a gdola. But Shmuel, the next line of Rashi writes, Shmuel amar katan haya bosasha. The lo mechaskina le begada. We don't assume she's an adult. Ela mishmona sarv elik from the age of 18. Muchsak bizaris. At 18, she becomes a islandess. So that's machlokas. Do we assume between 12 and 18, at 12 was she really a gadol? Or at 18 is she a gadol? So Rav said already from the age of 12, lemafreya she was a gadol or gadola. And Shmuel says only no, mikan leba from the age of 18. That's the machlokas. So Gemara asks the question, maskivla, Rav Yosef le Rav. According to Rav, islandess, the Rebbe Meir, Yehele Knas, they should have Knas. So there's a din. When it comes to Onis and Mefata, so the din is the Gesugis and the Ksubas talk about either pay the father chamishim kesef if a person was the ba'a nara basula, either onus mefater. And the din is that according to everyone, when she's a nara, nara is when she's 12, a regular case, when she's 12, she's a gadola, the first 6 months of gala, she's called a nara, she's chayva at that stage, and beyond nara, she's a bulgaris, there's no knas anymore, those first 6 months. There's machlokas chacham Rebbe Meir, if when she's a katana, is there also a chiv a knas? So according to Chachamim, even a katana would get paid, or her father would get paid the knas. Rebbe Meir says only the 6 months of a nara is a knas, but not as a katan, nor as a bulgaris. That's the din of Rebbe Meir. So Gemara asks the question now. According to Rav, who felt that she was an islandess already from the age of 12, she was a gadol from the age of 12, so the din is, according to Rebbe Meir, in his world, those first six months from 12 to 12 and a half, she's considered a nara, l'mafreya, and there would be a din of knas. However, there's another cloud we learned from a different Mishnah, that there is no payment to an islandess. Islandess doesn't collect any knas. So they ask a question, and if it's true, really, according to Rav, that she was l'mafreya, she's called the gadola from the age of 12, the first 6 months, even though she's islandess, she should really get, her father should really get knas if there's a case of onus and mafate. And the Gemara, and I'll just say the answer outside because it's easier before I look inside. The answer is, apparently when you're an islandess, Rav holds, you jump from a katana to a gdola. There is no period of nara to speak of, and that's why there's no knas according to Rabbi Meir. So again, the Gemara asks, maskula Rav Yosef l'Rav, islandess l'Rabbi Meir, hele knas, there should be knas. If it's a regular case of 12 years old gdola and 6 months nara, it should be a classical case. So Amar Le, he says back, no, Abaye says, mikatnusa yotze levager. She jumps from a katana to Bulgaris, and there is no 6 month Naris period when it comes to islands, and therefore there's no window of Knas within the world of Rabbi Meir. So Gemara then says, Amar Le, Kol Kiani Mile Baal Yusa, Yisama Mishmai, all these things should be said in my name. And somehow it's a reference to the way they explained that, talking about Jonathan's memory to remember the following Brysa. This whole discussion, he reminded him of the following Brysa. Now that we're talking about a Saris and an islandess, he brought forward the following Brysa that he had remembered. The Tanya, Ein Hasaris Nidon Kiben Sora Umora. The Saris cannot be judged as a case of a Ben Sora Umora, even though everything else might line up. If he's a Saris, it wouldn't be Bechlal this din. Lefish Ein Ben Sora Umora Nidon Ella Bechasimas Zakana Tachton. It all goes based on the hair on the lower part of the body, and he doesn't have hair, so Saris is Pater, exempt from a din of Ben Sora Umora. The Ein Islandess Nidonis Mikinara Hamurasa. Shmakanusa Yatza Lebaga, like we just said above, so to islands isn't subject to the din of Namurasa, according to Rabbi Meir at least, because she jumps from a katana to a bulgaris, and there is no period of Naris. So Gemara now says the last few lines of the page here, Amar Rabbi Abba. Simani Saris Vailanis, Uben Shmona, Ein Osim Ben Maisa, Adshu Ben Esrim, Ben Shmona, Ben Esrim. So the din is that these individuals, the categories are either a islandess, a Saris, or Ben Shmona, they don't do any Maisa, that we don't know exactly what the status of them are, until they become Esrim, once they're 20, and we realize that they don't have the various Simanim of Gadlus. We assume, okay, at that point, we assume that they're Gadol, and this really has a din of Asaris. So that's the statement he says. So the Gemara says now, one second here, Ben Shmona Mikachai, is it really true an 8-month-old child could live? Tani, the Brisa says, a Ben Shmona Harehu Ke'even V'Asla Taltlo. If an 8-month-old child, a child is born after 8 months of being pregnant, 8 months of being pregnant, that child can't live. 7 months lives, 9 months of the 8 months, and somewhere in between, he doesn't develop enough in that period of time there. And then he's mamish like a rock, and he can't move him. And Shabbos is viewed as a muksa item. About Imo Shocha Lava Uminikaso, the mother is able to have him nurse Mipnei HaSakan because it's dangerous. Now, interesting, Rashi writes here, who's the danger for? Rashi writes on the top of Pema Beis here, Bipnei HaSakana, Sakana Shneim HaBen V'Aim, it's dangerous for both the mother and the child, Shlo Yirba Chav Hadadim Tianos V'Tamas, she might die. Now, they say, what do you mean? We just said that the son is considered dead, he's an Evan. So many Rishonim argue in Rashi, they say, no, it's a Sakana for the mother, she's not able to nurse, so she has a heter to have him nurse, even though this child can't live for very long. But Rashi does mention the child anyways, so that's the din. So Gemara says, either way, how could the Gemara say, don't do any Maisa and have an 8-month-old? 8-month-old can't even live. So how could the Gemara even entertain? Now the Gemara says, no. B'maya hacham ha'askinan kishagamru simanov. An 8-month-old typically won't be able to live, but if it's clear from the very simanim on his body that's developed, then even an 8-month-old child, or a child born after 8 months, can actually live. D'tanya, Ezi ben Shmona, kol shelo kalo lo chadash of 8 months, child cannot live. It's not a full term. Rebbe Omer, however, if simanim muhochim alav asaru vitzipanav shlo gamru, it's only true if his hair and nails have not developed properly. That's when we say such a child is not viable. But taima de lo gamru, only because these parts of the body didn't complete themselves. Ha gamru, if they did complete, if there's hair, if there were nails, amrina, we would say that the child actually can. They can live. And why? How come? So how do we explain this? The high bar shiva, the truth is, even though this baby was born after 8 months, it was a high bar shiva, who is really a 7 month child, and Ishto who deshtayu, just hung out in the mother's room. It wasn't ready to come out, so it was hanging out for a full month. I mean, after 7 months, it was a full term, but 1 month, it took a while for the baby to finally come out. So Mar says, Ela ha, the Avid Eda, if that's the case, ha the Avid Rava Tosva Uvda, there's once a Maisa, b'isha shehalach ba'ayla l'midas hayam, she went, her husband went overseas, and Ishtai ad treta yarcheshata, and he was there for a full 12 months, achshrei, and the mother ended up giving birth 12 months later, so we assume that it must be that the child was from another man, because her husband was away for 12 months. So he says, no, the din is that maybe the baby was 9 months, but it hung out in the mother's womb for another 3 months extra. So Gemara says, Kiman, ki Rebbe d'amar mishai, must be like Rebbe, who says that the child can hang out for a few extra months in the mother's womb. But the problem with this is a das yachid. He's arguing, Rebbe argues on the Tanakam here. So although this might be true for Rebbe, but how can we paskin like Rebbe? That's against the Rabbim. So Gemara says, no. Kevin d'ika Rebbe Shimon Gamliel d'amar mishai. Rebbe's not alone. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel also holds this way. So once there are two people who hold this way, now it's already considered a reliable source. It's considered kirabim. And kirabim avid, the Tanya, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel omer, kol shesha shloshim yom, the adam eno nefa. If the child remains after a full term, remains in the mother's womb for another 30 days afterwards, that child, when born, is not considered nephil. Normally, when a child's born, he's still considered vulnerable. The first 30 days, he's still considered maybe a nephil, maybe not a nephil. But if those 30 days were spent in the mother's womb, that also would remove him from the status of being a possible nephil. Okay, fine. Gemara then says around 10 lines down, Tanur Rabbana. Izehu Suris Chama. What's called the Suris Chama? Kol Shu Ben Esim V'lo Hevi Shtei Saros. A person, a male who's 20 years old and does not develop any hairs, v'afil hevil achar mikan, even if finally after 20 he gets some hairs growing, harehu kisris, he's l'chal dvarv, he's called a sris with regards to all different matters. V'el hein simanim, what are the exact simanim? Kol she'en lo zakan, anyone who can't grow a beard, v'saro lakoy, and his hair is soft, it's not thick, and b'saro machlik, has a very smooth skin, like Rashi, like an isha, a female type of skin. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Rishum Rabbi Yehuda Ben Yair Kol She'ena Meimav Malin Resichos. If the urine is not warm, it seems the Yesh Omer Kol Amati Ma'im Veinosa. Keep like we saw before that the urine can't go a far distance. The Yesh Omer Kol Sheshichva Zara Docha, which Rashi says is She'ena Kasha El Tzalu Kamaim. It's clear the Sheshichva Zara. V'yesh omen kol she'en meima raglav machmitim, if it's not machmitim, which means if you leave it out, it won't go bad. It won't be sour of some sort. Anyone who bathes in the rainy season, and the body doesn't develop some type of heat and steam and perhaps smell of some sort. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, where his voice is ruined, ben he does not have a male voice. So that's all the different simanim, what indicates a Sris Chama. Vezi islandess, what's called an islandess, kol shi bas esim, a woman who's 20 years old, lohevia beisar, she does not have any pubic hair. V'afilu hevio l'achar mikan, even if she develops after 20, harehi islandess l'chol devera, she has a din of islandess. V'eil hein simaneha, these are the various symbols of them. Kol shein l'dadam, she has no chest. U'miskashu b'shas tashmish, if tashmish is difficult, it's painful for her. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol She'en La Shipuli Me'ayim Kedashim, her stomach is not the same physical way as other women. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Kol She'kola Aviv, she's a very deep voice. Ve'enu Nikaris Ben Isha, Isha L'Isha, you can't distinguish between her voice and a male's voice. So these are the various simanim which indicate who's a islandess and who's considered a saris. So the Gemara says, Itmar, Simani Saris, Rav Huna Amar Adshu Kulam. So he says, Rav Huna says, you need all the simanim. Just having one simon, having a deep voice, for example, that's not enough. You have to have all the simanim to render her or render him a saris or a islandess, respectively. Rav Huna Amar Get Adshu Kulam. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Be'echaman. Even if one of them is present, that is also an indicator that he's a saris or she's a islandess. If the male has two hairs growing on his beard, everybody agrees, ad shi kulam, then has to have all the other simanim in order to neutralize the hair that he's growing on the face. But if he has hair growing on the face, you need all of them. Everybody agrees to that. Keep thinking, when is there machlokas if you need all or just one? Bishlo hevi, if there are no hair, so on the beard, so then Rav Huna says, still, you need all them to indicate that he's a saris, and Rav Yochanan says, once there's one, that's enough. So Gemara then says, Ela hadamer lehu rabbarvuel rabbanan, Ainabe Rav Nachman, one should inspect Rav Nachman to see whether he was considered a saris or not, apparently. So I bas besara malahevel, Isavle Bras, if he has a, if he develops some hevel, some type of steam, some type of sweat maybe, so Isavle Bras, which means, says Rashi, Isavle Bras, Alma came to Lasayo Kulai, Simani Siris Vatsale, Hi, love Mistakin Mekasaris, mean give him the daughter, let him marry a girl, everything should work out. So who's a holak? It must be Kaman Krev Nehuna, that you need all the elements to be present, where it says, no, low, not true. Really, you need just one. But the reason why we need to make sure all the factors were there to make him a saris, because Rav Nachman, the Sike Dikna Havila, he had some hair on his beard, so in order to neutralize the hair in the beard, you have to have all the relevant simanim. But had it not been for that, Einachnami, one of them, one of the simanim would have been enough to render him a saris. And then the Gemara says, we'll finish with this, HaSaris lo choletz v'lo miabim uvein avachein eilonis. So Katani Saris dumi de eilonis. My eilonis bide shemaim, just the eilonis is the way she was born, av Saris bide shemaim, so too Saris the way he was born. The stomach Rebbe Kiva, Damer Bide Adam in Bide Shemaim Lo. So this is like Rebbe Akiva that holds a Swiss Adam may perform Chalitza, but a Swiss Chama may not perform Chalitza. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here, and everyone have a wonderful day. Have an interesting word. Yeah, but.